Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Real Food for Gestational Diabetes, an effective alternative to the conventional nutrition approach, by Lily Nichols. Is a nutrition and pregnancy health book focused on an alternative way to manage gestational diabetes. Rather than following the standard high-carbohydrate, low-fat guidance often given in prenatal care, the book argues for a real food approach built around nutrient density, lower glycemic load, and stable blood sugar. Nichols, a registered dietitian and diabetes educator, presents the book as both a practical guide and an evidence-based critique of conventional recommendations. The purpose is not only to help pregnant readers control glucose levels, but also to support maternal and fetal nutrition through balanced meals, quality proteins, healthy fats, and minimally processed foods. The book is positioned for women diagnosed with gestational diabetes, as well as clinicians and nutrition-minded readers who want a clearer understanding of how diet can shape pregnancy outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a direct challenge to standard gestational diabetes nutrition advice. One of the book's central contributions is its challenge to the conventional dietary model for gestational diabetes. Nichols argues that the usual emphasis on high carbohydrate intake can make blood sugar control harder for many women, especially when those carbohydrates come from refined or highly processed sources. Instead of treating gestational diabetes as a condition that must automatically be managed by medication or rigid restriction, she frames it as a condition that often responds to better food choices. This critique matters because it reorients the diagnosis from failure and compliance toward physiology and individualized nutrition. The book does not reject medical care, but it questions whether the default dietary script actually serves pregnant women well. In that sense, the book is as much a critique of nutrition policy as it is a self-help guide. Its distinctiveness comes from combining a clinical perspective with a practical food-based alternative that is meant to be usable in everyday pregnancy life. Secondly, lower carbohydrate meals built around protein, fat, and non-starchy vegetables. The book's practical framework centers on lowering carbohydrate intake without turning pregnancy eating into a starvation diet. Nichols repeatedly emphasizes meals built from protein, healthy fats, and non-starchy vegetables, with carbohydrates chosen carefully and consumed in smaller amounts. The point is not simply to remove carbs, but to slow glucose absorption and reduce blood sugar spikes by pairing them with fat and protein. This mechanism is a key reason the approach differs from generic low-carb advice. It is designed specifically for pregnancy and for glucose stability, not for rapid weight loss. The book also encourages readers to pay attention to portion size and meal composition, rather than relying only on calorie counting or carb counting. That makes the advice more adaptable for people whose needs change throughout pregnancy. The underlying logic is practical and metabolic at the same time. Food combinations matter because they shape how quickly glucose enters the bloodstream and how long satiety lasts. Thirdly, nutrient density as a pregnancy priority, not an optional bonus. Unlike many gestational diabetes resources that focus narrowly on glucose numbers, this book gives substantial attention to nutrient density. Nichols argues that pregnancy should be a period of increased nutritional support, not simply glycemic control, and that the quality of food matters for both mother and baby. This is why the book highlights foods such as eggs, organ meats, full-fat dairy in some cases, seafood, vegetables, nuts, and other minimally processed ingredients. The broader message is that managing blood sugar should not come at the expense of iron, choline, folate, protein, and healthy fat intake. That emphasis gives the book a wider nutritional lens than a standard diabetes handout. It also reflects a more integrative view of prenatal health, where blood sugar stability and fetal development are treated as connected rather than competing goals. The argument is persuasive because it addresses a real weakness in conventional low-fat approaches. A diet can be technically lower in sugar, yet still fail to provide its nutrients. Pregnancy requires, fourthly, using self-monitoring and body awareness to individualize food choices. Another important theme is the book's practical emphasis on self-monitoring and personal response. Nichols encourages readers to track fasting and post-meal blood sugar levels so they can see which foods and meal patterns work best for their own bodies. That approach is important because gestational diabetes is not experienced uniformly. Carb tolerance can vary from person to person and even from meal to meal. The book also stresses awareness of hunger, fullness, and satiety, which gives the plan a more flexible and less punitive quality than strict prescriptive dieting. Instead of treating the reader as someone who must obey a fixed template, the book treats her as someone who can learn from feedback. This makes the method more sustainable and clinically useful. Blood sugar readings become information, not moral judgment. In practice, that combination of monitoring and intuitive awareness helps readers adjust portions, meal timing, exercise, and food combinations without relying only on generic rules that may not fit their physiology. Lastly, a bridge between evidence-based nutrition and everyday pregnancy practice. The book stands out because it tries to bridge research, clinical nutrition, and daily implementation. It is grounded in the author's professional training and presented as an evidence-informed response to what she sees as weak conventional guidance. At the same time, it remains practical, with advice that can be translated into meal planning, shopping decisions, and day-to-day eating habits. This balance is important because gestational diabetes books often skew either too technical or too simplistic. Nichols aims for a middle ground where readers get a rationale for the approach as well as concrete direction. The book's real-world value lies in helping people understand why certain foods matter, how to build meals that support stable glucose, and how to adapt the approach without feeling deprived. For readers frustrated by one-size-fits-all prenatal advice, that combination of scientific framing and usable guidance is the book's strongest feature. It is especially relevant for those who want a more food-centered alternative before moving to medication-based management. In conclusion, Real Food for Gestational Diabetes will be most useful for pregnant readers who have received a gestational diabetes diagnosis and want a clearer, more food-focused strategy for managing it. It is also well-suited to dietitians, midwives, diabetes educators, and other health professionals who want to understand why the conventional high-carbohydrate model is often questioned. The practical benefit of the book is that it gives readers a structured way to think about meals, blood sugar monitoring, and nutrient quality at the same time, rather than treating glucose control as the only objective. Intellectually, it stands out because it does more than offer recipes or meal tips. It makes a sustained argument that prenatal nutrition should be judged by both metabolic response and nutrient sufficiency. Compared with many books in this category, it is more explicitly critical of standard dietary advice and more focused on real-world glucose data.